The Spanish region of Catalonia is in the final stage of holding a referendum on its independence, with a vote set to take place on Sunday. But the Spanish government has responded to the campaign with police actions and legislation to ensure the vote doesn't go ahead. Bridget Sloan reports.
If you're a soccer fan, you might have seen signs reading, "Catalans are not Spanish," at matches recently. But chances are you've never heard of Catalonia. Either way, as founder of the Catalan National Assembly of Australia, Ramon Querol says, Catalans have a proud and independent culture.
The Catalans, we are considering like Spanish, but we have a different language, folklore, traditions and history from the Spanish state.
Catalonia is a region of Spain's northeast, centred around Barcelona. Dr. Brad Todd, a lecturer at the School of International Studies at the University of Technology, Sydney, says the region is an essential part of the Spanish economy.
In some ways, we can see the case of Catalonia within Spain as comparable to the situation of Scotland within Britain, within the United Kingdom. So it's possible, obviously, for people to have both identities. People can feel both Scottish and British, and people in Catalonia can feel both Catalan and Spanish. But one of the developments in recent decades is an increase in the number of people who feel much more Catalan than they do Spanish.
The overwhelming support for the independence of Catalonia has been matched by a substantial display of power by the Spanish government.
They bring 10,000 military police to Catalonia, not for fight against the terrorists, not for the service or protect the people, just to stop a referendum and to stop the people to vote and decide the future. It's incredible because they are spending a lot of money to confiscate the ballot boxes, the ballot papers, posters.
Dr. Todd says this display of force will remind some Catalans and Spaniards of the actions of the old Franco dictatorship.
It's already clear that the actions of the Spanish government, even by people who are against independence for Catalonia, Catalans see those actions as being definitely over the top. They see it as aggressive. They see it as a reminder of the sort of things that happened under fascist regime of Francisco Franco, which only ended in 1975. It's very much within living memory.
Catalans were really oppressed. We didn't speak properly our language, respected our traditions, and we realized that after the dictatorship would be an opportunity to be friends all together in a democratic way. And we have tried for the last 38 years to be all together in a fair way, like a friend of Spain, like a community. But this has been shown that have been impossible, because Spain treats us like inferior, like conquered state, and our rights haven't been respected.
The Spanish government has sent a large contingent of police officers to stop people from accessing ballots. The BBC reports Madrid has chartered 3 cruise ships to house up to 6,000 police in Barcelona and nearby city Tarragona. Ramon says that actions like these can make Catalan voters feel more like criminals than citizens.
The right to freedom of expression, assembly, association and public participation have been breached in Spain with this act to stop a referendum, not to stop terrorism or to stop criminal activities. They are treating the people that would like to vote like a criminal.
Brett Todd says the Spanish government's actions are based on laws that define the referendum as illegal.
So while on the one hand you have Catalans, including most of those who are against independence, saying that they believe they should have the right to decide, on the other side, and this is the view of most people in most of Spain, and particularly conservative Spaniards, which very much includes the current government, on that side they remind Catalans that the Constitution does not allow for an independence referendum, because the Constitution makes it very plain that the country is indissoluble and indivisible. It talks about the unity of Spain. There's simply no mechanism for having an independence referendum. So the Spanish government is able to say that the Catalan government is acting unconstitutionally, and it actually therefore says that it's acting illegally and indeed even criminally.
Criminal or not, many Catalans are passionate about the vote and are hopeful it will ultimately secure the region's independence.
The Catalan society is really committed to vote. The international community, once we will have the legitimacy of the yes, majority of yes in the ballot boxes, they should start to make a mediation. We will sit down, the Catalan Parliament and the Spanish Parliament, to make agreement about the assets, the liabilities, and I'm pretty sure that we are going to be in the future good friends, a really good, important commercial agreement.
That story was by Bridget Sloan.